This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open, of course, should you wish to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the new domestic terror division of the so-called Justice Department. They are looking into people who have, quote, extremist anti-government and anti-authority ideologies. They believe that people with those viewpoints are going to commit violence.
Like that Spider-Man meme is coming to mind real fast about like Spider-Man pointing at himself.
And all the other Spider-Mans, but they're all actually FBI agents. Yeah, that's a good one. It's Ian and Matt in the studio here tonight. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Of course, you know, pointing out earlier that the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire is entirely peaceful. There's never been any kind of violent, overt act against the so-called U.S. Government here, but yet they really want to find one. They're doing everything they can to investigate the Free Staters.
There's plenty of capable people, too. There's ex-Marine Raiders, Special Forces, and SEALs, and you name it.
There's a ton of people with guns here.
Just the gun dudes. They're everywhere. Yeah, there's not one dead politician.
No, they believe in peace. We believe in, you know... I don't like working within the system, but I'm willing to try to change things. And that's one of the reasons they're investigating us, because they know we're actually, you know, successful. They know the Free State Project is a good idea. The idea of migrating liberty-minded people to the same geographic area, they know it's working. They know that thousands of people have come here so far. They've been infiltrating the Porcupine Freedom Festival for years, right? Like, they're around. They're probably in a number of the different groups that we have.
One of our favorite pastimes here is to play Find the Fed.
It's a sad game.
But, it's terrible.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is... this new organization is grandstanding by Biden, but I think it's very dangerous because what he's doing is, you know, government agencies, they never go away once they're created.
That's right.
And every administration down the line, they're going to use this little agency or part of an agency to harass their political opponents.
Sure. Oh, and they have to justify their budget and justify their existence. So, of course, they're going to do everything they can to, you know, like we're saying, gin up fake terror that never existed before these guys were on the job.
Well, these leftists that are currently in power, they've been screaming about white supremacy for the past few years. Where are all these groups that they're talking about? They use it as a label. You know, there are some nut job white supremacy people out there. Nobody's joining their groups. It's a way to label people, and that way, when they demonize you and label you as something, then
what was the group you were talking about? Ian, the Patriot.
Patriot Front?
Patriot Front.
Yeah, you pulled up did you pull up an image of them?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. There's three dudes with masks and one stooge without a mask. Like, yeah. That's the good guy right there. He's getting duped.
To your point, Joe, I mean, you're saying these groups, these white supremacist groups are not having people joining them. Actually, I bet you if the truth were told, you'd find out the majority of them are FBI agents. Like, people are rife with FBI agents and informants in these white supremacist groups.
When they can demonize you, then when they come and they raid your house and they kill your dog and all this stuff, then the public won't care. Oh, he was crazy or he was this. You know, this goes back. They've been doing this for decades. You know,
yep. Same playbook.
They murdered Randy Weaver's wife and kid over because he cut down a couple of shotguns too short. And right. We all know what they did in Waco.
Yeah.
I mean, who's the terrorist? Seriously, who's the terrorist? The people?
Well, by definition, the use of violence to achieve a political end is terrorism.
And that's all they do.
That's right.
I know preppers. You know, I'm kind of a half prepper. You know, I don't live off grid or nothing. But
so you're only half terrorist?
Yeah, I believe in being prepared and all that stuff. But I know people. They're peaceful. They mind their own business. They live out in the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do all the, you know, growing the gardens and, you know, everything.
That's terrorism right there, growing gardens.
are they terrorists because they just want to be left alone?
Yes.
I mean, seriously. Or if, what if somebody got some, you know, oddball religious views about, or what, or they join a cult or whatever. They can use it as an excuse. And when you get a right-wing guy in there, what do they get? They'll use it while they were extreme environmentalists, or they were, you know, some type of left-wing group. That's why we went and killed their family. Or, you know, it's if you believe, if you thought the conspiracy stuff in the past was, you know, most of it's bullcrap, but it's not all BS.
I'll tell you what, the conspiracy theorists have been batting 1,000 in the last 2 years during COVID. I mean, they've been almost right about everything.
You ready to admit chemtrails?
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't believe in chemtrail stuff like that. Yeah. I'm just saying, these drones, like these police drones, they use that, you know, facial recognition software and all that stuff. So just, basically, you got to be careful about anything now. If you go to a school board meeting, are you going to be a terrorist?
Sure. They arrested a libertarian guy in New Hampshire, I don't know, 2 months ago or something like that, for going to a school board meeting without a mask on. He sat in the wrong seating area, and so, you know, they had to show him what's for. And actually, ever since then, a bunch of freedom lovers have been going to that same meeting and just stacking it, and they haven't arrested anybody else since then. But, Joe, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you and appreciate your opinion. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In relation to this Department of Justice crackdown on so-called domestic extremists, domestic terror, they arrested some people, apparently, including the founder of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, charging him and several others, from what I understand, with seditious conspiracy in the January 6th Capitol quote-unquote riot, according to the Washington Post. Have you been following this story at all, Matt?
I just read about it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, so Stuart Rhodes, founder and leader of what... You gotta love the Washington Post and their opinionated news piece here, which says, extremist group Oath Keepers... Now, what exactly is extremist about Oath Keepers? These are literally guys... Maybe there's some women, too. But they're literally guys who swore an oath to uphold the United States Constitution. Usually they were in the military or in some other branch of, you know, the federal government service. And at some point they swore an oath to the Constitution.
It seems to me everybody who's ever sworn an oath to the Constitution ought to be a part of the Oath Keepers by default.
Yeah, if you actually took it seriously.
Yeah.
You know, if you've actually read it. If you've actually, you know, processed it and understand it, and a lot of those guys have. In fact, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, Chris Reitman, who hasn't been on because he's been busy running a really cool convenience store here in town called Mighty Moose Mart, he's like the local Oath Keepers guy. He's the local, the New Hampshire.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if he still is, but at least a few years ago, he was protesting out in front of the military recruiting center here in Keene, like with a rifle strapped to him.
That's right.
And, you know, these are guys who believe in the right to defend yourself and, you know, other rights that are supposedly protected by the Constitution. They swore an oath to uphold it. They swore an oath to protect it from enemies foreign and domestic. And they haven't, from what I can tell, done anything violent. They haven't actually gone to protect us from the domestic enemies.
Well, they were thinking about it, though.
Right.
Thinking is illegal.
Yes. That's what conspiracy is. Yeah. Well, I guess conspiracy goes one step beyond thinking and goes into talking.
Right. Well, talking to other people.
Yeah.
You can't talk to yourself, and, you know, you're still just thinking if you're talking to yourself.
So it's a favorite charge of the federal government to charge people with conspiracy. I've been charged with conspiracy in a conspiracy to run an unlicensed money transmitting business, according to the federal gang who's coming after me and several of our friends and co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. They came after us in March of last year. You can learn more about that at thecrypto6.com. But Stuart Rhodes has been indicted and arrested in connection with the so-called riot, said officials today. The 56-year-old who was at the Capitol that day but said he did not enter the building is the most high-profile person charged with the investigation so far. He is charged with seditious conspiracy along with 10 other Oath Keepers members or associates. Most of the individuals were previously arrested, but one, Edward Vallejo, who I believe is a friend of Adam Kokesh, is also facing charges as part of the case against the Oath Keepers for the first time. Officials said Rhodes was arrested this morning, and Vallejo was taken into custody in Phoenix. Rhodes was in Texas at the time. Grand jury has leveled the charges. We'll tell you a little bit more. There's not that much that we know at this point because it's pretty early on, but more coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Fly. Phones open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian and Matt in the studio tonight talking about the arrest of Stuart Rhodes and, I don't know, like not quite a dozen other people at this point. People who are part, allegedly, of the group known as Oath Keepers. And Oath Keepers has been around for, I don't know, most of the last couple decades, it feels like. At least a decade, I think.
Yeah.
And they are a group of people, men and women, who swore an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and protect people against foreign enemies, foreign and domestic. And they've determined that there are domestic enemies. They've determined that there are people in the United States government, I would say the entire United States government gang, that shouldn't be there, and they're doing the, you know, they're doing the wrong thing, and they're hurting peaceful people, and they're putting, you know, peaceful people behind bars, and they want to do something about that. But from what I've seen, it's been all peaceful. Like, they hold protests. They speak out. They get interviewed on talking head shows on television, and they try to encourage people to stand up, and I've never seen one of them call for violence.
Never. Ever.
Yeah.
I can make plenty of criticisms about the Oath Keepers, you know, I don't want to criticize them too much, but it's kind of dorky to me. I think I'm just beyond it at this point. But
did you ever swear an oath to uphold the Constitution?
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. I did when I became a Freemason.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess, does that mean you qualify to join? Or do you actually have to hold a government office?
I think most of those people are military people, right?
Most of them, I think, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I was never in the military. Do you think there's cops in there?
I mean, maybe. I'm speculating. I don't know the whole, you know, I don't know the makeup of the organization. But there's several counts here.
On duty in the open cops? I mean, just not undercover cops and the Oath Keepers. I'm sure there's plenty of those, too. I mean,
yeah, most of these guys are retired. These guys aren't. From what I understand.
Sheriff Max, probably an Oath Keeper.
Could be. So I've got a list here of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people that are charged in this indictment. Now, they may be coming for more at some point. This is in front of a grand jury, Federal District Court of Columbia. Counts include seditious conspiracy, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an official proceeding, and aiding and abetting, conspiracy to prevent an officer from discharging any duties, destruction of government property and aiding and abetting, civil disorder and aiding and abetting, assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers, and tampering with documents or proceedings, and aiding or abetting. Now, there's, again, about 11 people here, and they don't all have the same counts, but those are the counts, and most of them have most of the counts. Basically, all of them have the so-called seditious conspiracy count, the conspiracy to obstruct a official proceeding count, and the so on and so forth.
You know, I'm wondering if this is one of the situations where they had him under investigation for so many years, somebody at the top finally said, close it or make an arrest.
Could be.
So they made an arrest.
And so I pulled it up. I've never actually looked at this charge before, and apparently it's very rarely used. According to Glenn Greenwald, who was looking at this earlier today, the seditious conspiracy charge, which says as follows, quote, if two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law in the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States, contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. So that's the main leading charge that all of them are facing, and every single one of those details, I don't know what you call them, aspects of this particular statute or code, is by force. So they're saying here you have to conspire to do these things against the United States by force.
Oh, that's also a pretty wonky term, by force. Mm-hmm. What does force mean?
That is a good question.
Like, you and I are talking on the radio, whole bunch of people are listening to us. Is that a force?
I would hope not.
I hope it's not a force. Gee. Because I'll shut up immediately. I'll be stifled in my political beliefs right now.
Well, and that is what they really want to do. They want to scare people from not talking about, you know, changing things.
Bye, Monero.
Yeah, that would help. So we're going to keep you up to date on this, you know, as it develops. According to the story here at the very biased Washington Post, they say that the indictments were unsealed today. They mark the first time that anyone has faced charges of seditious conspiracy over the January 6th attack. So they've been arresting people. They've been putting them in jail, like the guy with the horns. Remember
yeah.
that guy, Jake Chansley, I think was his name, or Chanley or something? He went to prison on a guilty plea. And so they didn't charge him with seditious conspiracy. So they're going to have a real case to make here, and so I guess time will tell. But in interviews with the Post, Rhodes, a former Army paratrooper and Yale law graduate, who has become one of the most visible figures of the far-right anti-government movement, has repeatedly denied wrongdoing. I don't know if the Oath Keepers are anti-government.
I don't think they are. I think they are actually bootlickers.
I think that they want their boots.
Many of them are boots.
Yeah, they don't like the current boots.
Right.
But they want boots.
They're careful of other boots.
Yeah, they want their boots in charge. He said he was communicating with members of his group on January 6th in an effort to, quote, keep them out of trouble, unquote, and emphasized that Oath Keepers associates who did go into the Capitol, quote, went totally off mission, unquote. So attorney for Rhodes did not respond to a request for comment. The earlier indictment charged 19 of the alleged Oath Keepers' adherents with conspiracy and aiding and abetting the obstruction of Congress. Two of those individuals have pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with investigators. The rest have pleaded not guilty and are preparing for trials later this year. So, I mean, the story goes on and on about, you know, January 6th and how bad these people are, and I guess time will tell. Of course, you can't believe anything that the government says. Whenever they draw out these indictments, they're always full of lies.
When you think about January 6th, I just want you to remember all the blood on the hands of Ethel from the 76th Meemaw Division.
If you want to join the show, you can hear the number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on this attack against the Oath Keepers, maybe you are an Oath Keeper and you want to weigh in with your thoughts. Maybe you can clarify for us the organization. Because, again, if they're all about keeping the oath, then that to me says they're in favor of the federal government. They just don't agree with its current makeup or its current constitution.
Right. Or they think that the Constitution actually protects them.
Them as the Oath Keepers, you mean?
Everybody.
Well, obviously it doesn't.
It does not. That's a fairy tale.
I think it was Lysander Spooner who said the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we face or was powerless to prevent it. And there's no amount of reorganizing the deck chairs is going to save the United States. No, none of it. But the good news is you don't have to use violence to take down the United States government. As you pointed out earlier in the show tonight, Matt, just using cryptocurrency is probably all it's really going to take.
Really all it takes. Keep living your life normally, buy and sell, and use crypto.
I think we're going to go further than that. But again, peacefully here in New Hampshire, we might be declaring independence this year if all goes well.
Amazing.
There's going to be a bill hearing about that coming up in 1 week, so 1 week from tonight, it's 3:30 in the afternoon this coming Thursday. They're going to have the very first ever in the history of New Hampshire and maybe in most of the rest of the United States, an actual public hearing for the average person to come in and speak to their so-called representatives about whether or not we should have the right to vote on this question. I think we should. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine rules for large private employers, but allowing them for the healthcare industry. As far as what that ruling means, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
on the health facility cases, the justices acknowledged that there was a closer nexus there and did not as seriously push back on the larger mandate. It's really the OSHA case that is the more significant mandate for the Biden administration.
Brutal winter cold and snow are returning for the weekend for millions of Americans. The Weather Prediction Center saying a storm system from Canada will begin impacting North Dakota Thursday night before heading further south. You're listening to USA Radio News. The black nationalist suspected in a domestic terror attack in Wisconsin is facing 71 new charges. Prosecutors updating a criminal complaint before Darryl Brooks is due in court on Friday for a hearing. It includes 61 counts of recklessly endangering safety and 6 counts of hit and run. He was already charged with killing an 8-year-old boy and 5 adults. Police say he crashed his SUV through barricades and targeted white performers and attendees at a parade 4 days before Thanksgiving in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is encouraging people to get the COVID vaccine, even if they've already gotten the virus. Edwards telling reporters on Thursday natural immunity is not enough to fight coronavirus because it wanes over time. Critics pointing out the vaccine wanes over time as well. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. All you gotta do is call in. Bring up what you want, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on the Oath Keepers who were recently rounded up by the federal gang and now charged with things like seditious conspiracy. I do have the 48-page long indictment. I haven't had much of a chance to really take a look at it here, but if we get a chance, we'll see what the allegations are. They're saying here that Stuart Rhodes, allegedly was planning to commit some sort of violent acts to somehow overthrow the government.
That's so hard to believe.
Even though he didn't do anything in that regard. And usually the way they get these charges is they have infiltrators. They have people who work for the federal government who join groups who might potentially be opposition to the federal government, and then they try to stir up that opposition. They try to encourage people to say things that could get them charged with things like conspiracy. But let's go to Paul. He's calling us from Arizona, where he's listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
First of all, I'd like to, the Oath Keepers being charged by the government, is kind of, goes against the Militia Reform Act of 1903, If you're not familiar with that, that is after the Spanish-American War, the military realized that not all state militias kept to the same amount of readiness. So they reworked things, and by an act of Congress, we now have three lines of defense. We have your standard Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard as our first line of defense. Our second line of defense is the National Guard of various states. Some states have an air wing, other states have an infantry. And the third line of defense is the unorganized militia, which is every man or woman over the age of 18. By an act of Congress, you are the militia. Now, the reason most militaries, all militaries, train with the same weapon is so that in the heat of battle, should a Marine drop his weapon and run over and grab an Army guy's weapon, he's going to know how to use it because they're all trained on the same weapon base, which is why by an act of Congress, every citizen of this country is entitled to own an automatic weapon. And that is not to hunt deer, like Cuomo says. That is to protect yourself against a tyrannical government. Feedback, gentlemen?
I mean, that's why people should have the right to bear arms. In theory, it's one of the reasons why, ostensibly, the U.S. government hasn't gone so far as, say, the government of Australia with its quarantine mandates, quarantine camps, forcing people against their will out of their own homes and into government oppression camps.
Thomas Jefferson, sorry to interrupt you, but after Thomas Jefferson wrote that revolting against a tyrannical government is duty. When we fought the Revolutionary War against Britain, 5% of the population was actively engaged in the war effort. Our government has become so big that you ever see the movie Patriot, Mel Gibson?
Sure.
Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants a mile away?
Indeed.
That's what we have now.
Yep.
We're being taxed more now than ever.
Absolutely.
To fund a behemoth. Now, let me ask you this question. Our government really is supposed to provide three things for us: national defense, taxation, and infrastructure. We don't need a Fannie Mae and a Freddie Mac giving everybody a loan, especially if you can't qualify for it. The Department of Education was a big boondoggle. Now the government guarantees everybody a loan. What did all the colleges do? Their tuitions went right through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a guy with autism on disability. If I can figure all this out, why can't one of you guys that are in this Free Street project get a guy that likes to do legal stuff and start suing the government entities and domino effecting, taking them out one by one?
Okay, so suing the government doesn't tend to work, and the reason why is because you're going into their own courts, and their own judges are the ones who make the decisions in those cases. So,
but you know that
usually I would agree with that, but after the decision they made today, where any business aside from healthcare that has over 100 employees doesn't have to do testing anymore and doesn't have to get the vaccine, that's another point with me. A tyrannical government, if the government had our best interest in heart, all right, they would be getting the vaccine, their staff would be getting the vaccine, the post office would be getting the vaccine. This is all the big.
Well, they are trying to push the vaccine on the post office, and they are trying to push the vaccine on those things. And that doesn't mean that they have our interests in heart. I don't trust people that want to just roll up their sleeves and get experimental drugs injected into their veins. Do you?
I don't trust any part of the government.
Right.
They have a.
But you trust the courts?
Track record. Some of the decisions I'm hopeful for, but you know what? As much as you gentlemen don't like the vigilante aspect of it, evil succeeds when a good man will do nothing. How long will you stand by and let rights? Look at California and New York. Where are your papers?
Well, the reason why most of us moved to New Hampshire is because we're not doing nothing.
Yeah, I think we're the last people who did nothing.
Yeah, we're doing things. That's why we migrated for more liberty, and we're active in so many different ways without using violence. Now, there's a lot of people calling for violence, and it sounds like you might be one of them, Paul. So I always suspect people calling for violence are actually federal agents.
No, I just want to ask a question, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus said, turn the other cheek, right? How many times you let someone, the left has no problem organizing riot. And the thing that really upsets me about the left, they can't even organize a good riot. They did no kind of damage. So this was all window dressing to stir up the public. The whole thing that Nikita Khrushchev said in 1960, America will never be conquered by an outside power. America will be conquered from within using their own constitution against them.
That much is definitely true, but as far as violence is concerned, the thing you have to understand is the state understands violence. They live and breathe violence. They are prepared for violence, and they want
violence. They love it. They can't wait. They can't get enough.
That's what they want. If you are violent with the state, you are playing right into their hands, and they will use you as the example for why we need more of the state. And that's what they're going to do with Stuart Rhodes.
Completely addicted to it. They can't get enough of it. They can't wait for other people to join them in it, and the best way to win that fight is don't fight that fight.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. I understand why people are upset. I understand why they want to go in that direction. But the reality is, if you have enough people, you don't have to use violence.
Right. And if you have incredible tools like cryptocurrency, it's out there. The genie's out of the bottle, and it's over. Whether that happens tomorrow or 10 years from now or 20 or 50 years from now, the fact of the matter, it's out of the bottle, and it's not going back in the bottle, and they have no control over it, and they're afraid of it. We know they're afraid of it, for a fact.
And if people are fed up, and I think a lot of them are, whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats in Congress or the presidency, whatever, I think people are just generally fed up with the federal government here in New Hampshire. If people are enough fed up with that, we can say goodbye, and we can do it without being violent. We don't have to fire on the federal fort. We can just peaceably declare independence and then say, that's it, we're breaking up, we're going to do our thing over here, you guys do your thing over there, and maybe we'll trade, you know, and then we'll try to get along, but we're going to just do our thing.
TTYL.
Yeah, and so that, I think, is an exciting potential future here in New Hampshire, and one of the reasons why it's possible here and the reason why that ball is moving forward here is because we've been very active. You know what you talk about? Good men do nothing, or good men don't do. Good men do things, right? So yeah, we're doing things. We've got people who've been elected here in New Hampshire. We've got, I think, 40 plus free staters that are in the state house. You've got dozens more who are not free staters who are also liberty friendly. They vote in favor of freedom more often than they don't.
Mm-hmm. And there have been lawsuits against governments in New Hampshire. There have been lawsuits that have been won handily.
Correct.
And lots of money has had to be paid out by certain government entities toward.
One of our co-hosts got $15,000 for being wrongfully arrested on the streets of Manchester during a DUI checkpoint.
And then there was the one in Ware where they sued the police. I think $60,000 came out of that one. And
Yep. The Robin Hood case. We smacked those city goons down in a civil lawsuit that we won at the Supreme Court of New Hampshire. There's more coming up here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Matt.
Coming up, Matt, you just found something pretty amusing on 4chan.
I'm still giggling about it.
By somebody who claims to be a retired federal agent.
I don't think they're retired. I think they quit.
Okay. Well, they quit their job, and we'll get into why.
The best kind of cop is one who quit.
Yeah, and then speaks out.
Oh, that's yeah,
that's the best kind.
I'll take them right on. They're with us.
So, yeah, you can bring up whatever you want here. We're still talking sort of about the alleged conspiracy, so-called seditious conspiracy, by Stuart Rhodes and other members of Oath Keepers. They've been arrested and rounded up by the federal gang here, I guess, within the last day or two. But first, we're going to go to more of your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about Intercoin. You know, we've been telling you about Intercoin and how they can help any business or organization actually create their own currency and raise money using their own token. And Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, you can get it over on an exchange at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You can use your an email address to sign up so you can keep your privacy intact. They don't need to know who you are, which is pretty amazing for an exchange. You can also deposit dozens of different cryptos there, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go to Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on with Ian and Matt.
Let me get out the speaker. Yeah, I just want to mention, did you guys know that, you know, tea tree oil and certain essential oils, they make really great insecticide?
Sure.
Yeah, doesn't your girlfriend use, like, peppermint oil around the house?
Oh, yeah, we got peppermint oil. Keeps the mice away, she thinks. I think they eat it.
You think it's BS?
Yeah. I didn't tell her, but I bought five or six traps and threw them down in the basement.
Have you caught any?
Yeah. I didn't look.
Not yet. Yeah, you got to check those, especially if they're in the basement, because you won't smell it.
Right.
So the scientific name of this tea tree oil is Melaleuca or Pilnifolia, alternifolia. That's the real scientific name. But the reason that it's insecticidal is because it grows in Australia. It grows in the tropics. So in order,
that's the reason.
Well, the whole thing is that eucalyptus is a tropical tree. So in order to survive in the tropical heat, it has to be anti-insecticidal, antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral. Or in the humidity, it will just decompose. If it doesn't, it has to have those properties. So those are one of the properties.
And sir, what do you think about seditious conspiracy?
I have no idea. What are you talking about?
Are you listening to the show?
No, she doesn't listen to the show.
She just calls into the show, doesn't
yeah.
she? She doesn't actually listen to it.
No, she just uses and abuses us here on Free Talk Live. I'm joking,
well,
sir. You don't abuse us. I actually do enjoy most of your calls, but your oil-related calls are the worst, in my opinion. They're just absolutely bad. They're just not that interesting. People don't really care. But, you know, there you have it.
But I don't want to buy your shampoo. I'm
we
sorry.
Still let you call about it, and no, we don't want to join the network marketing company.
You don't have to just go to the health food store and buy a bottle and mix water with it and spray it around your house. It works on the cockroaches and ants. I mean,
does it actually kill them, or does it just keep them out of the house?
Well, you know what? It does kill. I sprayed it on my gnats, flying ants, and cockroaches, and it does kill them.
There you go. Sarah, the pest control expert. Thanks for the call tonight.
Hi.
Jesus.
High five on that one. Oh, good one.
She's been calling with some good topics, though, recently. It's just that every now and then she likes to call about essential oils. She's obsessed with them. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. So you just happen to be scrolling around, found something on 4chan.
Yeah, so I'm sure I have a buddy or two that's listening to the show right now, and they're going to know exactly where this came from because it came from the group that we're in. One of those guys posted it, and this is hilarious. This came from 4chan. And this apparently comes from I'm going to try not to swear here because there are bombs in it. But this apparently comes from a federal agent that quit. And he says, want to know something hilarious? They have no idea what to do with you autistic Fs. Literal master's degree holding feds have debates, PowerPoints, talks, de-escalation training, and quote-unquote containment of negative thought exercises to de-radicalize agents that lurk here on 4chan and elsewhere. I've been to the briefs. It's actually the reason I quit. They're so unbelievably incompetent and retarded.
Wow.
That actionable counter-meme plans were drawn up and war-gamed. I S you not. Middle-aged men were thinking of ways to make Pepe the Frog gay so Nazis, quote-unquote, wouldn't want to use it anymore. They have nothing. Outside of blatant censorship, they have lost. They can't do anything about you all. The only semi-smart thing they did was start accusing everyone of being a Fed so they could trip up online movements from turning into actual demonstrations.
Wow.
That's it. That's all they've come up with in years of lurking. It's hilarious. Remember, every S post makes them look like idiots actually. Remember, every S post that makes them look like idiots actually infuriates them. Never stop.
I love it because some of the memes are just so epic. On point. They're so epic. They really just are very incisive against the government gang. And like you're saying, they can't compete against that. They're not funny.
No.
These people cannot handle this. And
machine men with machine minds,
right.
As Charlie Chaplin was.
And unlike people like Stuart Rhodes, who are very easily identifiable because they're a central figure in a centralized movement, a top-down command and control movement like the Oath Keepers, these people on 4chan are completely anonymous.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. We don't know for sure if that's an actual federal agent because it's just another anonymous post on 4chan. It's funny.
It seems plausible.
It's plausible. But you never really know. I mean, 4chan is an anonymous message board. There's no identifying people on there.
Containment of negative thought exercises.
Yeah. Good luck. So,
negative.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've got that going against them. You talked about earlier how they've got the Monero and cryptocurrencies going against them. That's undermining the financial, the government's financial system and doing it completely peacefully, uh-huh. doing it completely voluntarily. The autists, as they put it, on 4chan, coming up with amazingly fun and incisive, poignant memes. There's nothing they can do about that. They're not going to shut down the internet in the United States. They, you know, that would be very unpalatable. The government gang needs the internet too, right?
Correct.
Like, that's a big tool for them.
And arguably, even without an internet, you could still set up intranets and function just fine with blockchains.
I think people would figure out something.
Life finds a way.
So you've got those two aspects. Then you got the Free State Project, where liberty-minded activists, physical, real-world activists, are coming together in a one geographic area in order to work towards more freedom, and it's working. I took Bonnie to the State House for it was her first visit to the New Hampshire State House this week. We were going to testify about a bill to decriminalize psilocybin here in New Hampshire, and so you know I kind of taking her around, showing her the ropes, showing her how the you know testifying works, and you can you know here's the form you got to fill out and all that stuff. Introduced her to a couple of state reps because if you are in New Hampshire and you've been around for a little while, you've probably met some state representatives if you've gone out to activism events because they come out to these things. There, a lot of them are freedom-loving libertarians who ran for offices like Republicans, and they're free staters, so they come to the events. So if you've been around, you've met a bunch of legislators. Like where I'm from, and I don't know what it's like in New York, Matt, but I imagine it's similar to Florida. The only time you ever get a chance to meet a legislator is when they're running for office and they need your vote. Then they'll show up at like some sort of public forum. They'll talk on stage. They'll glad hand the audience for 15 minutes afterwards, and they're gone.
Yeah, right? Well, you know, in my particular situation, I ended up knowing a bunch of legislators in New
really?
York. Yeah, because I worked in restaurants and I'm a chef, and you always, you know, you're always going to go
schmoozing.
They're going to schmooze. Yeah. They're going to come to the restaurant. They're going to go table to table, and they're going to come see me, and they're going to go, you know, pat the back of the kitchen guys, whatever. And I got to know a bunch of them, and I'll tell you what, I got to know some of them personally, and they never stop doing that. They don't ever break
the
character.
Schmoozing.
They stay in that mode permanently. Mm-hmm. They are constantly a senator. They are constantly an assemblyman. They are constantly, you know, the mayor of whatever won't stop being the mayor of whatever. Mm. Even like,
that's their identity.
What a miserable life.
That's what they
would
like.
It be like to be married to one of those?
I don't know.
Idiots.
Some women are turned on by power seekers, I guess. I don't know. Like badge bunnies.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. But the point here is you can reach these people, the representatives.
Yeah,
in New Hampshire.
You can walk right up to the house, knock on the door, say, hey, what's up?
Well, and once they know you, and they will if you go around and do things and you're active, they'll come up to you in the State House.
Yeah.
And they want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's more coming. And by the way, that State House is crawling with libertarians, not just the state reps, but just activists there to testify on things.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.